Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is spit. All the ways I love using spit during fucking. We all like this, right? Saliva? It's nature's lube. It occurred to me this morning, as I was giving a boy a sayonara blowjob before I ran off home, that it's not just good because it makes things wet. It's the sound of it, too. And the look, and the sensation, and oh, everything. I fucking love spit. Listen to that word, spit. The sound and the filth and the fact that it's a bit taboo. In countries like China, it's quite common for people to spit on the floor. But here it's not okay. People are disgusted by the noise, by the fat goblets of saliva left rudely in the middle of the pavement. It's seen as disgusting, common, crass. And so the only time we do it, the only time we can get away with it, is when we're fucking. And holy fuck, it's good when we're fucking. Spit-lubed blowjobs. I like to see the trailing strings of it running from my lips to the head of your cock. I like to pull my face back and spit on the end. I like to run my fingers over the wetness, gently slicking the smoothness around the head of your cock. Sometimes I'll grab your dick with my hand and pull up until my hand makes a cup that I can drool into, just so I can run it back down your cock and feel the wetness spreading right to the base. And kisses too. I like when you try to kiss me while we're fucking. The rhythm and the power means we frequently miss, but the desperation of trying to eat each other means that I can smell your saliva on my face, around my mouth, the smell of boys. Butt sex. When you're fucking me from behind, I love to hear you spit onto your fingers so you can push them into my ass. I like you to spit on your own cock, or to push my head there and order me to. There's no lube, you say, so you'd better fucking spit on this. There's nothing dries your mouth up quite like the panic of having to do it, of you making me do it. So I try to spit, because maybe if I try hard, I'll get to feel the warmth of our mingled saliva on the shaft of your cock as it slides into me. Fucking. When I'm tired or drunk or otherwise incapable of getting slick at the first sign of play, I don't want you to roll over and forget about shagging me. I want you to bury your face in my cunt and spit. Be determined. Spit. Make me wet so you can fuck me. Spit on your fingers and shove them in. Do it again. Spit on your hand and rub it around my clit. Let me writhe against you as you make it nice and wet. Then flip me onto my back and fuck me. While you're fucking me, as you hold my hands behind my head or put both your hands around my throat or just push me down and slam yourself as deep inside me as you can go, as you shove your cock nice and hard into my spit-lubed cunt and I open my mouth to cry out in lust. Oh, fuck. Please. Fuck. Please, please, please. I want you to put one hand on my face, use your thumb to prise my lips apart, and then spit in my fucking mouth. If you liked this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. I need to issue one correction/note to this post. I wrote this one a very long time ago. I have since been told in no uncertain terms that I probably shouldn't be advocating spit as a substitute to lube quite so often. That is absolutely correct. I should not be doing that. Lube is lube, and for anal in particular, lube does make it way fucking better. I still contend that you spitting is really hot, and spitting on your fingers, then putting them in my ass is really hot. But if we are actually going to be fully anally fucking, lots of lube is required.